Get on your side. Get out. Now, come on. Get on. I got this. Miss Blasco,
get on your street.
Let's cover up.
I got it.
Miss Blasco, calm down now.
Come on, Ryder. It's okay. It's gonna be all right.
I got this. Wait, hold it. She's fighting.
Come on, get her leg.
I got it. Hang on. Miss Blasco, just calm down, please.
Harry, why don't you give us a hand? Will you
be all right?
No! No!
Thanks.
Okay. Keep going. Yeah, she's settling.
Kick her off. Just calm down.
Giving her to the Saturday
Ryan, right, pulled out her ID. I just gave her a sedative.
Looks like dye.
Harry, give me a hand.
What's this?
Ethyl chloride. Spray your finger.
Albert, get your microscope. All right. All right, Ronette, breathe now, honey.
Been here.
We had a 24-hour guard.
Harry, he did this. And he tainted the IV.
Well, maybe she saw him.
Maybe she heard a Sousa march and got up to look for her baton. I'll do a workup on the IV.
That's our man. Those letters were never made public. Fellas, let's stand together for a moment. It's time I mentioned something. I'm not sure, but I believe I was visited by a giant twice in my room. He left me three clues. The first had to do with Jacques Renault in a body bag. It came true almost immediately. The second was, the owls are not what they seem. The third was about a man who points without chemicals.
You were visited by a giant.
Any relation to the dwarf?
You're wearing a different sweater than yesterday. Color's better on you. I forgot my manners. I'm Harold Smith.
I guess you know who I am.
Please come in. Would you like some lemonade? I also have some saltines and some apple butter. Or would you like to wash your hands?
No, thanks.
Is this?
It's very warm in here.
Don't be nervous, Donna.
I'm not nervous. I'm curious.
Curious? About my relationship with Laura.
Why did you send me that letter?
Well, Laura wanted me to get in touch with you if anything ever happened to her.
Why?
She said you'd ask a lot of questions.
How long did you know Laura?
Ever since she began Meals on Wheels. I was her best customer.
You don't seem much like a shut-in.
You mean politely, what's the matter with me?
Okay.
I don't like to go outside. Can't. Do you have a judgment about that you'd like to express?
No.
Laura said you were very fair-minded.
If you knew her so well, why didn't she ever mention you to me?
Well, Laura liked to think of me as a mystery in her life.
Then why did you call me?
I used to be a horticulturist. I raise orchids. That's why it's so warm in here. They don't need a lot of light. I wrote to you because I wondered if you'd be kind enough to place one of them on a grave.
Of course.
Will you excuse me a moment?
Sure.
This is a hybrid. A lady slipper.
It's very beautiful.
Take it, please. My last gift to Laura.
That's very kind of you, Mr. Smith.
Harold. She was very kind to me. Forgive me, but I know so much about you, you see.
What?
You're every bit as lovely as Laura said you were.
I'll be back.
I'll be here.
R.B.T. Harry, I believe that these letters and the giant's clues are in some way related to this long-haired man. Mrs. Palmer saw him in a vision. She called this morning to say that Maddie had seen the man twice in the past 2 days, both times in a vision. I've seen him in my dream.
And Ronette.
She saw him physically at the train car.
Right.
Four of us have seen him in different forms. This path is a psychic link that will lead us straight to him.
So, what did this giant sound like, hmm? I mean, did he have a big booming voice or what?
No, he spoke softly, distinctly.
And you gave him the beans you were supposed to use to buy a cow?
No, Albert, I gave him my ring.
Okay, confining my conclusions to the planet Earth. The cocaine you found in James Hurley's gas tank was a match to what we found in Jacques' car and in Leo's house. You get the picture?
Even got the frame.
Handiwork of Leo Johnson, currently appearing at Calhoun Memorial Hospital as Mr. Potato Head. The boots are a Circle brand rare work boot. The ones we found haven't been worn or tampered with. The letter B from Ronette's finger was cut from a copy of Flesh World. It's a perfect match. This particular edition features swingers clubs for standard poodle enthusiasts. No comment. We sent a portrait of your long-haired man to every agency from NASA to DEA and came up empty. This cat is in nobody's database.
A man that four of us have seen here in Twin Peaks.
Sure. Oh, by the way, you were shot with a Walther PPK. It's James Bond's gun. Did you know that? You're looking better today, Coop.
Thank you, Albert. Feeling better.
The trail of the man who shot you was ice cold, but I hoovered some fibers from the corridor outside your room. My ticket out of Trolleyville. I'll be at the lab, gentlemen.
Anything we should be working on?
Yeah. You might practice walking without dragging your knuckles on the floor.
Albert, let's talk about knuckles. For the last time, I knocked you down. I felt bad about it. The next time is going to be a real pleasure.
You listen to me. While I will admit to a certain cynicism, the fact is that I'm a naysayer and hatchet man in the fight against violence. I pride myself in taking a punch, and I'll gladly take another because I choose to live my life in the company of Gandhi and King. My concerns are global. I reject absolutely revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love. I love you, Sheriff Truman.
Albert's path is a strange and difficult one. Gibby. James, you're not going to be charged. The cocaine we found in your bike was planted.
I was trying to tell you that one.
James. I don't want to see you down here again.
Yes, sir.
Stop trying to figure it all out yourself. Find someone to talk to. Talk to me. Go on home, James. How's it going, Lucy?
75 words. Oh, wait a minute. 76. Oh, 77.
Good work, Lucy.
Oh, that's 78. Agent Cooper. Cooper asked me to find as many words as I could that contain the letters B, T, and R.
Let me see. I used to be pretty good at this.
My lunch date is here.
This is the date that made Andy call in sick.
Hi, Lucy. There you are.
Hello, Dick.
Lucy, I've always considered you to be a woman of letters.
Prohibited.
I say, I don't believe we've met. Richard Tremaine, Horn's department store. Designer menswear.
Robot.
Did I do something to anger him? Not that native people have enough reason to be angry, per se.
Let's go to lunch.
Capital. We'll go Dutch.
So, how tall was this guy? Did his head hit the ceiling?
Almost. I believe that the ceilings in the Great Northern are at least 10 feet tall.
At least.
I'm sorry. I hope I'm not interrupting.
That's okay, Lee. What's on your mind?
This man, I know him.
How do you know him, Leland?
When I was a little boy, my grandfather had a summer home up on Pearl Lakes. We used to go there every year.
You knew him from there?
Yes. Yes. Now, I know that he wasn't a Shelbert. They were our neighbors that lived on one side of us. On the other side, there was a vacant lot. Next to that was a white house. That's where he lived.
Do you remember a name?
I think it was Robertson. Robertson.
Robertson. Robert. R-T-B. That's what the letters are trying to spell. Hawk, get up to Pearl Lakes, find out who used to live in that White House.
I'll do what I can.
Leland, thank you. That's valuable information.
Thank you, Leland.
Thanks.
Oh, something else. He used to flick matches at me. He'd say, "You want to play with fire, little boy?"
That's our man.
Of course, most of the time I keep my department running like a top. But Christmas, well, that was such a madhouse. There was absolutely no time for paperwork. I simply had to develop a system to memorize customer orders using mnemonic triggers. For instance, someone looking for Argyle socks, well, that would file under A for Argyle, subheading S for socks. Now, it does get tricky. A request for a vulcanized Macintosh, for instance. Now, does that file under R for rain gear or W for waterproof? My familiarity with the inventory finds me leaning towards an R. Lucy, may I ask you something? Do you find it odd that I don't switch my fork when I eat? That I lift it to my mouth with my left hand?
My mother calls it piling.
Actually, it's not odd at all. It's the European way.
It's been 6 weeks, Dick. You said you were gonna call.
I know. I lost your phone number.
I work for the sheriff. You could have dialed 911.
Well, Lucy, I do apologize. I've been so terribly busy. Honestly, I've hardly had time to feed my cat.
We went out every Thursday night for 3 months. You made promises to me. You said you were going to take me to dinner at the Space Needle in Seattle. Even though you took me to family night at the Pancake Plantation instead, I still couldn't help but think that it meant something special. When in fact, the only thing special we did that night was drink 2 bottles of champagne and end up on a display bed in Horn's Home Furnishings. I admit it was daring. That made it exciting. Still, I thought it would lead to more, like a phone call.
Lucy, I feel terrible you're upset. Really, I do. Let me make it up to you.
Like how, for instance?
For starters, I know I promised you a new dress at my 20% employee discount. After lunch, I'll go right back and arrange something with Miss Balbo in women's wear, something very special indeed.
Oh, yeah? How about a maternity dress?
Pardon?
I'm pregnant, Richard. Pregnant.
Preggers?
Does Donna seem different to you?
What do you mean?
Well, like, doesn't her smoking and stuff bother you? She's trying to act like all tough all of a sudden.
James, you know her better than I do.
Yeah. She came to visit when I was in jail, and I don't know.
What?
Well, she acted like she wanted to do it with me through the bars. She didn't even care if anybody was around. It was weird. It wasn't like her. I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. Sometimes I think I should just get on my bike and go.
James, running away won't solve anything.
Donna, where you been? You're late.
I met someone from Meals on Wheels.
Those old folks must have some pretty cool stories, huh?
This was a young man.
Really? What's wrong with him?
You know, it's hard to say. Other than he was bright and charming, intelligent. Completely unlike anybody I know.
What's that supposed to mean?
Why don't you sit here and hold hands and try to figure it out?
Good, Emery. She's ready for her close-up now.
We should get rid of her. She knows I sent Laura up here. She knows her father owns the place.
Ben Horn will have to pay to get his funked-up little daughter back. I'll buy the bastard out.
Look, I don't want to lose my job.
Honey, if this doesn't work, you're going to lose a lot more than your job.
We can't handle this alone. Ben Horn is dangerous.
Now listen, you spineless gas bag. You are in this up to your shiny pate. Now stop whining. You do as I tell you, and we'll have all the help we need. Well, look at her. Riding the white tiger. A few days she won't want to calm down. Just like her daddy did to me.
Now, these babies are just perfect. For heavy field work, and they're extremely versatile. Durable, with a steel-reinforced toe.
Not quite right.
Now, if the department does any parading on the 4th or Veterans Day, these are your best bets. Nice, huh?
Yeah.
Add some silver-trimmed laces. It's a real eye-catcher.
I can see that, but a little outside my budget, Mr. Gerard.
I understand completely. You need something more practical.
Huh? Yep.
A shoe for all seasons.
Yeah, this, I like it. Yeah, Jim Dandy.
Oh, and very, very popular.
the lovely thing about...
Mr. Gerard. Mr. Gerard, you okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes I get a bit disoriented.
Well, can I get you something? Water.
If there's a bathroom, I have a medication.
Sure. It's right down the hall. This way. Thanks for coming down, Shelley.
Sheriff, I'm just going to say this. I know I don't have to, so I'm not going to say anything against Leo.
We're not asking you to.
He's my husband. I don't have to testify against my husband.
Well, you're not testifying. You're just giving us a statement.
Doc Hayward says he's too sick. What difference does it make?
The difference, Shelley, is there's some people injured and there's some people dead. Now, we know Leo started that fire. And we know you were there.
I'm not going to say anything against him. I love him.
Okay, Shelley. That's fine. Thanks for coming in.
What?
Oh, I think Shelley's thought long and hard about this. Maybe someday, with a little luck and some top-flight medical attention, you'll have Leo back. The same old Leo that you obviously still love. Maybe then he'll realize what a wonderful person he's married to.
What?
Thanks again, Shelley. Best of luck.
What's going on?
Smells like insurance money. Shelley didn't dream this up herself.
So who do you think's pulling the strings?
Harry, that's a damn good question. Mr. Horn, have you heard anything from your daughter?
Not since I spoke to Sheriff Truman yesterday.
She phoned me last night.
Where?
She didn't say. She referenced seeing me in my tuxedo. Now, I was wearing a tux here at the hotel the night that I was shot.
Well, like I told you, Audrey's gone missing before on a semi-regular basis.
So have two other local girls recently. Mr. Horn, speaking frankly, is there trouble at home?
Cooper, do I detect a note of something outside the scope of professional concern here?
Audrey and I have struck up an acquaintance.
Acquaintance? Agent Cooper, let me give you the best advice that you're going to get all week. Men fall under the spell of Audrey's charms like ducks in a shooting gallery. And if you don't want a load of buckshot in your tail feathers, may I suggest that you park your jalopy outside of somebody else's window?
Mr. Horn, if I've overstepped my bounds with my concern, I apologize. I am here with only the best intentions.
That is achingly clear. And not unappreciated. I'll put a lamp in the window. You'll be my first call when she comes home to roost.
Thank you.
No. Thank you.
come back.
Where am I?
I brought you something. Open wine. English Carmel. Sugar's what you need.
Please.
Go slow, baby. Candy's dandy, eh? Can't even know where that came from. My name is Jean. Sweet sleep. Feel the warmth.
That's the man.
Oh, my God.
You know him?
FBI. He's FBI. I saw him at the town meeting after Laura died. He was up here.
I want him.
Jean Renault. Emery. Say something weak and fawning.
Jacques was your brother.
And this is my sister, Nancy.
I also had a brother, Bernard. This business cost me them both.
I told you we'd have help.
I'm your go-between. The father pays me. My cut is 30%. The father never know who snatches baby. And I get the man who killed my brother. What's his name?
Cooper.
Cooper. And all you have to do is bring him to me.
Mr. Horn can maybe do that.
But you're going to be a big help, aren't you?
Whatever you want me to do.
The tape of the girl. Get it now.
Yes, all right.
She goes back north, or this deal goes south.
Jean, tell my sister to behave herself, or you'll get mad.
She stays. You get the money, I get Cooper. Everybody happy. Of course, we can't let the girl live now, can we?
No. Thanks, Pete. I appreciate the call.
Harry? Time for a break.
Josie called Pete. She'll be back tomorrow afternoon.
Great. Let's bring her in.
Coop, I need a favor. I'd like to see her first, alone.
Harry, we can't let personal feelings interfere with our work.
Easier said than done.
Talk to her. Bring her in.
You know, there's a chance that she's not involved with any of this.
Harry, you have my blessing.
Pearl Lakes. There's a vacant lot next to the Palmer house. Next to that, there's a white house, all boarded up. Mailbox, no name on it.
Title check?
County's working on it, plus Power and Lights are searching their records.
How soon before we know?
Morning, earliest.
You haven't seen Mr. Gerard, have you?
The shoe salesman?
The one-armed man?
He came in to show me some samples.
The one-armed man was here?
Yeah, he got faint and had to go to the bathroom. Never came back.
Harry, remember in my dream, the one-armed man knew Bob.
What's going on?
Without chemicals, he points a giant's third clue.
Harry, we've got to find the one-armed man.
Is that really necessary, Doc?
It's for our own protection, Ed. She ripped two pair of leather restraints last night like tissue paper. I ran a blood test. She's pumping out more adrenaline than a wildcat well. Never seen anything like it. Now, you'll be in here, make quieter. Talk to her. Maybe sing. She got a favorite song?
Favorite song?
Beats a trip to Lourdes.
Okay. But if I'm gonna sing to her, Doc, I'd rather it's just the two of us.
I'll close the door behind me.
Nadine? Doc says I should sing his song for you. I'm sorry, honey. I'm not sure what you'd like to hear. On top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover, according to slow. Cordon's a pleasure, harden's a grief. A false-hearted lover is worse than a thief. Good God.
Tonsillitis or no tonsillitis, I can go to cheerleading tryouts.
Cheerleader tryouts?
Well, I'm a senior, Eddie. You know what they say. You're only 18 once.
My wife, Iolani. She lives at our place in Hanalei. We're practicing a kind of creative kahuna healing.
How do you do?
Yeah.
Are you ready to be hypnotized?
Oh, yes. I've been under many times. This is the auto-suggestion program that I use. Iolani, start to take these. Sheriff Truman, would you hold this stone, please, into the bed there? Great, just up a little. Yeah, just up. Whoa. Okay, Agent Cooper, I'm ready.
You are standing on a smooth green carpet of grass. The ball is 15 feet from the hole. Beyond the green, two pristine white sand traps and a lily-filled pond yawn out towards the emerald fairway. The hole seems to slowly drift away across the green towards the pond carried by the summer wind. The green grows larger and larger. The green engulfs you, enveloping you in a soft blanket of peace. Harry? You stroke the ball. It drifts towards the hole and gently drops in its center. Can you hear me, Dr. Jacoby?
Yes.
You're in your hospital room, the room with Jacques Renault. Do you smell anything? Burned engine oil.
I smell engine oil in the park. Air is filled with it.
All right, we're going back to your room at the hospital now. Does anyone come into the room?
Nurses, Doc Hayward, you, Sheriff Truman.
What happens after we leave?
I dream I'm at Hanauma Bay. I'm juggling coconuts at a luau. The guests are all Nigerians.
Right. Does anyone else come into the room later that night?
The sound of tape ripping wakes me up. I see a pillow going over his face. He's making this sound. It's almost like a dog barking. The shock stops moving. I look up to see who's holding the pillow.
Who is it? Do you see who it is?
I know him.
From Harold Smith. Sorry I haven't been out to see you since the funeral, but things have been pretty strange. So were you sleeping with this guy, Harold, or what? He seems pretty nice. Kind of an oddball. Although, I guess anyone can start to seem like that when you look close enough. We need to talk. Maybe you already know about me and James, but anyway, after you died, we kind of got together. This isn't something I feel like I have to explain to you, because you probably knew how we felt before we did. How can you be so smart about things like that? And so stupid about so much else? I'm mad at you. When it was you and me and James, it kind of worked. Now you're gone. I love James. And it's a mess. Your cousin Maddie's here. And I think there's something going on between the two of them. And I'm afraid I'm going to end up losing both of you. I wanted so much to be like you, Laura. To have your strength and your courage. But look what it did. Look what it did to you. As much as I love you, Laura, most of the time we were trying to solve your problems. And you know what? We still are. Not mine or James or Maddie's, yours. You're dead, Laura, but your problems keep hanging around. It's almost like they didn't bury you deep enough.
James.
I'm looking for Donna. I can't find her. I just gotta talk to somebody.
What's wrong, James?
She came home.
Who?
My mom was all loaded. She was all screwed up. God, I hate her.
James, no. God, you're on fire.
Hold me.
Donna.
Donna!
All I did was come to a funeral. And it's like I fell into a dream. It's like people think I'm Laura. And I'm not. I'm nothing like Laura.
So hard. I know. I know, sweetheart. I know.
And all I know is that Laura was my cousin, and I loved her, and she died. I don't know anything else.
You just want life to be the way it was before.
Yeah.
So do I. We all do. And try as we might, it just won't cooperate, will it?
No.
Oh, Maddie. If life could only be like those summers up at Pearl Lakes.
Oh, Leland. The door was open. Leland.
What is it?
Leland, you're under arrest for the murder of Jacques Renault.
I'm sorry, I didn't know where else to go.
Donna, what's wrong?
I don't even know if I want to talk about it. I feel so stupid.
Slow down. Sit down.
I keep telling myself that he's confused, but how much longer am I supposed to think that?
James Hurley?
Yeah. Just when I thought I had it all figured out. Why do I even care? Why should I?
Well, you care because you care for him. Don't you?
I wish I didn't. I just wanted to stop.
First, you have to stop. What was it she used to say? Donna, Madonna, there's always manana.
How did you know that?
I'll get you something to drink.